We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chad Millman, our action guy. Guy knows more about betting lines than anybody I know. Action Network, sponsored by the Action Network. If you're looking for an edge right now in this football season, download the free app for Action Network in the App Store. You can go to actionnetwork.com. But the app is free in the App Store for Action Network. Live odds, expert analysis, every game. I can't tell you how much I love the Action Network. And just kind of going through it, I'm getting ready to start to a point where I feel comfortable kind of wagering. I tend to wait a little bit because I want to get a line. I don't want to jump in first couple of weeks. So I want really kind of things to settle down a little bit. Maybe I'm unique in that. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing out on some opportunities to score big. Chad joins us, though, on the waitfor.com hotline. Morning to you, Chad.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Let's just jump right into it, Chad. Falcons, Packers. No matter where you look, in some places, just a touchdown spread. Are you surprised that it's not bigger at this point?
I'm surprised it's not bigger. Like, the game opened at 5. The Falcons, look, I'm a broken record on the Falcons on this show every week.
Yes, you are.
And they proved it again this past weekend against the Bears, who I had as 3-point underdogs. And as a Chicago fan and as a bettor that day, I felt really good. But the Packers are one of those teams, like, they're a public team, right? And so when we talk about public teams, we are talking about teams that no matter what the line is going to be, they're going to get support from the broad majority of the public because they're a very popular team. The Packers, the Steelers, the Patriots, the Bears, the Cowboys, those are the teams that tend to get support from the public no matter what. And so the Packers, now all of a sudden they're 3-0. They've looked really good. You know, if you could argue in their first two games against the Lions and the Vikings, they did what they're supposed to do against teams that aren't very good. But what they did this past week was really impressive, right? And so the Falcons, meanwhile, are doing what they always do, which is blow huge leads and choke in the most unbelievably historic ways. So the fact this line has only moved 2 is what's shocking to me.
You know, that hurt a little bit, Chad, but I'm going to let it go. I mean, we're in Atlanta, but I mean, no lies have been told, but that hit home a little bit. Hit home.
What's the over?
I apologize. I can't help what happens on the field, man. All I can do is try to fade the Falcons as often as I can and try to make a little money off it. And Hugh, I suggest you do the same thing. I know John is getting ready to weigh in. He's practically a professional. Like, I know as much as he loves the Falcons, he knows what's good for his pocketbook.
So basically, you tell me, so really, Chad, that's what we're doing? He's like, hey, you might as well get in on some of this action because it's good.
You know what it is? It's called an emotional hedge. And, like, it's a very common thing in betting, right?
So,
And I do this with the Bears all the time. Like, if I think the Bears are going to lose a game, I might as well bet against the Bears because that way, if I'm going to be emotionally damaged at the end of the day,
you might as well put some money in your pocket.
I might as well profit it a little bit.
Wow.
I actually did that once on a Nebraska game when I went down to I went all the way down to the Orange Bowl when they beat Miami for the title in 94 in the Orange Bowl.
We've got two.
I bet $500 on Miami. Just say, look, at least I'm going to make some money if they're going to let me down, you know?
That's exactly what happened, right?
And, of course, Nebraska won. I lost $500. It was the best $500 loss I ever took in my entire life.
Yeah.
Chad, what's the total on the Falcons game this week?
Let me check. I had it up on my screen on my computer just logged out here. So hold on one sec. Let me sneak up to the top. I apologize. The total is.
That's crazy.
Sorry, now I got to scroll back down.
We're talking about the total points scored in the game.
Yeah.
Yep, total points scored in the game. I apologize. I'm going a little slow here this morning. We have it at 57.5 right now.
So how do you like that play? I mean, this is a way you could play the Falcons and not bet against the Falcons is to play the total.
Are you enabling me? Are you trying to enable me, John? Is that what you're doing too?
Like, well, I mean, is the game going to go, is it going to be 30-28 is what they're saying, or more in terms of the total here? That I would imagine the Falcons have gone over every week this year, I think.
So you instead of me, I asked you a yes or no question, you're going to explain it to me. Thanks a lot, John. You're being an enabler right now. Now John's being an enabler. This is what we're left at. Like, hey, if you're going to be in pain, you might as well make some money off of it.
Right,
that's what we're doing
what
now.
I'm thinking.
Okay, I see. How much is that now?
I feel like the number actually, I'm looking at it, the number opened at 57.5. In some places, it's 57. So it moved down a little bit. My sense is that it will continue to move down. And if you end up being able to get this over 56, I might be inclined to take it. Like, there's been no indication that either team has a defense that is going to stop anybody. And the truth is, the Packers are probably going to get out to a big lead. And then the Falcons are going to do what the Falcons always do, which is when they're down 50-0, find a way to make it a 50-46 game. And Matt Ryan will throw for 500 yards and Calvin Ridley will be the fantasy superstar. And it'll look like they had a decent day when they were as pathetic as they always are. And so I think the total playing the over might be the right way.
It's way too much reality right now for me, Chad. It's just. You just hit me with too much reality.
I am a cold shower on a Thursday morning in the fall. That's all I can do.
Georgia and Auburn, national game, 7:30 Saturday night, ESPN. Before you tell me the line, because I actually haven't looked at the lines yet this week, believe it or not. Before you tell me the line, I'm going to guess that it's like 4.5. But before you tell me the line, I got to tell you, I'm rolling with Georgia in this game. So how do you like this game? What is the line and how do you like it?
So, yeah, the line is 6.5 right now. It moved down. It opened at 7 and moved down to 6.5. So the wise guys, whatever the wise guys are doing, like, it's not – there's not a ton of money coming on it. I will say it's the most bet game we have in the app. You know, in the Action Network app, and you were so kind to mention it off the top, John, like, you can track where the money is going, and that usually is an indication of what professional bettors are doing. And you can track how many bets are coming in on the game and then how many bets are on each side. And that's usually an indication of where sort of more amateur, less professional bettors are betting. Right now, this game has the most bets of any game that's being played in the SEC. Not surprising. You mentioned it's a marquee game. It's two top 10 teams. It's 7:30 that night. Both the money and the bets are coming in on Auburn. To me, like, I think it's a little early to get a true indication. Like, is that a trend? Is that just the people who wanted to bet early? It's hard to say at this point, but it's not incredibly surprising. Like, UGA still has some challenges at quarterback, and there's been some questions about what's going to happen. And, you know, in the first game, they made a quarterback change. And so, like, with Auburn, at least you know what you're getting. And Bo Nix has been a guy who, for better or for worse, he's going into his second year there, and he looked really good in that first game. So I think it's a little bit more of a known entity. It's not so much about we think Auburn is that much better.
All right, I got 90 seconds. Hugh picked the Bears into the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year.
Now you want to put – you were picking on me, John?
No, they're 3-0, Hugh. I'm asking the Bears fan here who's joining us from Chicago whether or not people in Chicago are buying into that.
People in Chicago will buy into anything because we're stupid. And so I, as Hugh did – bought the Bears not only to win the division at like 4-1, but I also bought them to win the Super Bowl at 40-1. So I think that, look, anything is possible right now. The Packers are 3-0. The Bears are 3-0. The NFC, I think, is entirely up for grabs. The NFC East, it's going to be a 7 or 9 team that might make the playoffs. The NFC West, the Seahawks are clearly a class. But they have a dreadful, dreadful, dreadful defense. And they are a Russell Wilson one bad play away from losing every single game. And so the 49ers, you know, half the team is injured. The Rams are up and down. Like, I think they're in the NFC South. Like, the Saints are the class of that division, but, like, they're not playing great. The Bucs have been inconsistent. Like, it's kind of in the NFC, it's anybody's chance. And you get to the Super Bowl, you got a chance to win it.
See you. You got a chance. 40-1. You, that would have been.
Why y'all trying to get me to bet?
I thought that was a great bet. Here, you did a really good job. I think you're going to walk away with big money.
You know what? See? Y'all got me over here thinking too. I mean, like you say, if I'm going to be miserable, I might as well be miserable with some money in my pocket. Might as well.
I agree. That's how I live my life.
Yep. Listen, when Nebraska plays Ohio State in the opening game, Ohio State would be favored by like 30 or something like that. I'm going to bet on Ohio State. What the hell? Got nothing to lose.
You absolutely should. It's,
oh,
it's
of course.
The right thing to do.
I mean, yeah, I know. I'm a Nebraska fan, and I'm going to bet on Ohio State. I mean, you know, because I'll pay to see Nebraska keep the game close. I'll go, oh, okay.
I feel like I don't hear people talking about being Nebraska fans that much anymore.
Oh, well, we got two here. We got two here, and they're the only two that I know.
We got four at the station.
Who are the four?
McKenna, Steve Wilson, underbossing me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, four.
Four.
At a whole station with, like, a bunch
in
of people.
In Atlanta. Okay, this ain't Omaha, right? Just saying. Thanks. I do appreciate it very much, Chad, as always.
All right, fellas. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.